This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, January 3, 2018. Arianna McNeil writes, in today's Salem News, Beverly Mayor Mike Cahill announced plans to spend $1 million on design work for a new police station, which might be enough to warm the city's men and women in blue after one of the building's boilers went down Monday morning.
Further, today I have submitted a request to the City Council for a $1 million appropriation to hire an owner's project manager, hire a design architecture firm, and to begin designing our new police station. Our goal is to design the new station over the next 18 months and begin construction later in 2019. In the fire department, we have just completed significant upgrades to the North Beverly Fire Station, and we are tracking U.S. Homeland Security with the intention of applying for a grant this year to add 4 additional firefighters to our department. With this grant, the federal government would cover a significant portion of the cost of these positions for 2 to 3 years, after which we would take on the full cost. This is an affordable way to increase public safety staffing, and we plan to apply as soon as the grant becomes available.
Beverly Mayor Mike Cahill. Lynn's new mayor is now in office. Bill Newell has that story.
Rick Gala-Colley writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn that former state senator Thomas M. McGee was sworn in as the 58th mayor on Tuesday night in the city of Lynn, vowing to make Lynn a leader in the region again and speaking about its untapped potential. Here's audio from MSO News Sports.
In order for us to move forward, we must have a solid fiscal foundation. From my initial conversations with department heads, I know that coming in, we are facing a significant deficit in this year's budget. The challenge will be, as we look forward to next year and beyond, to find a way to close that gap. We need to stabilize our finances and ensure that your tax dollars, your hard-earned money, is not only being spent wisely, but that we are providing the services that you need. Conducting the citywide financial review will give us the ability to cut where it's necessary and invest where it's most needed. There will be tough decisions along the way, but they are decisions that I will make in a transparent and collaborative way with the long-term best interest of our community's future in mind.
Also on hand at the event on Tuesday night was Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey, State Auditor Suzanne Bump, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, U.S. Senator Edward Markey, who made these remarks.
This is a great day for the McGee family, for Lynn, and for the people of Massachusetts. If you Google the city of Lynn, Tommy McGee's picture comes up. That is who he is. He is genetically hardwired to lead this wonderful city, and I believe he has spent his entire life getting ready to be the greatest mayor in the history of the city of Lynn.
Also sworn in last night in the city of Lynn were the entire city council and school committee. For MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell on North Shore Today. Rick?
All righty, Bill. Thank you, sir. Mary Marcos writes, in today's Salem News, Peabody Superintendent Herb Levine, with a lingering deep freeze across the region in mind, decided the day before that he would delay school 2 hours on Tuesday as students return from winter break just to be safe. And it's a good thing he did, because come morning, 4 buses had broken down, a pipe burst at the Welch School, and a few classrooms were without heat in the new Higgins Middle School. The Peabody schools were the only North Shore district that had a delayed start, and just a handful of others across the state delayed or closed Tuesday due to the weather. 4 vehicles, 3 half buses, and 1 full-size bus wouldn't start due to coagulation of the diesel fuel on Tuesday morning. More on this story written by Mara Marcos in today's Salem News. Thomas Grillo writes in Item Live that 2 Swampscott residents will be sworn in as firefighters later this month. Michael Lozier and Matthew Gambale are the latest members of the fire department. Town Administrator Sean Fitzgerald is quoted as saying both of them served in the military, both grew up in town, and both are outstanding candidates. 22-year-old Gambale served in the U.S. Marine Corps Reserves, and 27-year-old Lossier, a plumber by trade, was a member of the U.S. Air Force. Chief Kevin Breen said their hiring brings the force to its full strength with 26 firefighters, 4 lieutenants, 4 captains, and a deputy chief. More on the story in today's Item Live, story written by Thomas Grillo. Ray Lamont writes in today's Gloucester Times, the real estate corporation that has acquired the Americold property on East Main Street is headed by Nick Osgood, an advisor with Nordland Associates of Danvers, and its initial corporation papers list well-known Gloucester property magnate James V. Montanino as manager. NSDJ Real Estate, Inc., headquartered in Weymouth, closed on a deal to buy the embattled Americold site for $6 million last week, according to papers filed with the Southern Essex Registry of Deeds. More on the story in today's Gloucester Times, story written by Ray Lamont. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.